the word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
In the precious name of our Lord, we say to you, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this hour that you have allowed us to come into your house of worship. Now, Lord, we thank you for the word that we will ponder in our heart. Lord, we just ask you to open our ears and hearts just for a few moments. We had a great time up to this point on this Mother's Day in the year of our Lord 2020, May the 10th. Father, we just bless your word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for Pastor coming to the house. Glad to have him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to the book of the Gospel according to Mark, a familiar passage of Scripture, 7th chapter of the book of Mark, 24th verse of that chapter. So we can have spiritual food now, and afterward you can have physical food. Ain't that a blessing? In this universe, I don't take it lightly,
amen,
because in this universe there are many hungry people that cannot have what we are having. Mark Gospel chapter 7 and verse 24. I won't be before you long, but there is a word. It's 12:07. Try to narrow it down. "And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into an house and would not have no man to know it, but he could not be healed. A certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus had said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said unto him, Yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. 29. He had said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Last, when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. You may be seated.
Amen. Amen.
A mother's prayer. A mother's prayer. Amen. Ain't nothing like, as Reverend Leon Stevenson said, ain't nothing like a mother.
Amen.
And with that flower, mama was always in her garden. She'd be cutting the grass with scissors, Pastor Clark. I would say, Mama, why you always use the scissors instead of cutting with the weedy or lawnmower? I got all that kind of stuff. She said, nah. I said, all I can say is, it's just different about a mother, a caring mother. A mother that is what they call in Proverbs 31:10, a virtuous woman. She is distinguished. And they're always praying for their children because they know the children better than they know their own self. You will find a mother say, I know my child. I know what he'll do or she'll do or what they ain't gonna do.
Right.
And it's on this Mother's Day I greet you in the name of the Lord to say thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Because you carried us in your womb for 9 months. That's something that we cannot do. That is something that is distinguished down from God to the female. Amen.
Amen.
In the Gospel of Mark, as we look in the text, the text says, and from this he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. Those lands Jesus wasn't even supposed to go to, because the Samaritans used to be there and Gentiles used to be there. And Pastor Clark, the Jews were so uppity, they didn't even want to be bothered with the Gentiles and the Samaritans. Come on, I know some of them got some people. That's the way we are today. Certain people, we don't even want to be bothered with because of how they have treated us, or how they lied on us, or how they talked about us, or how they ridiculed us, or how they just deal us any kind of way. Yet still, God still say, bless them that curses you. In other words, don't treat them the way they treat you. Because did not they call me a Beelzebub, or did not they call me a wine bibbler? Well, if they call me that, they'll call you more than that. The Bible said that he entered into the house. But he didn't want nobody to know he was in the house. But by this time, the popularity of Jesus Christ had gone around the city of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is a place, it's a holy city. That is where God said, I will meet you there in Jerusalem. And Jesus always went up to Jerusalem to talk to his Father. You know, there's, in this day and time, we have to stay, Pastor Clark, connected to God. So you have to be connected to the Spirit, because so much come up on you in a day's time, you can even imagine. You hear so much in your ears, sometimes it make you drop to your knees, or sometimes it make your tears come. I know I got a witness. But a mother's prayer is a special prayer. When I can remember when we was coming up, that we didn't have a lot of things, like the CQs and the Smiths and some of our own family, the Dudes, and them. They would look down on us like we were some poor, stinking Gentiles. Come on, somebody.
Yes, yes,
but Mama always had a prayer in her garden. Mama always knew how to talk to God. Even though we opened the ice box, we had a big old brick of ice and a little water jug and some flapjack mix so we could eat that and go on about our business.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
But yet and still, God was still holding us up. I can remember the times when we had a little shotgun house. You see the front room, the middle room, and the kitchen. Come on, somebody. That's why I don't forget where I come from. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be here. But because of his grace, because of his mercy, I can yet say God is good. Because I remember when we didn't have much, as I said before, and God always multiplied what we had. Because God had heard Miss Margaret Stevenson's prayer. And that's something that you have to think about, the remembrance, as Reverend Leon Stevenson said, the remembrance of your mother. Yeah, I know Mama departed from this side of the land. But she has been absent from that old body 28 years. But she's present with the Lord. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Here you have, it says, but he could not be healed. Is you looking in the text now? This is Mother's Day son. And as she says, for a certain one. Certain means that this woman was, at one time in her life, had a little money, had a pretty nice job, and worked and paid her taxes and, you know, and all these exemptions and all this, and had probably a little money in the bank. But the devil don't care who it is, what you got, how much you got, he will knock on your door sooner or later. I don't care who you say you are and how much Holy Ghost you is, the devil will knock on your door every now and then. Can I get a witness? And that's what happened in this text here. The text said, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. And I'm going to get a little ahead of myself, but I'm going to come back to it. She must have been cutting up pretty much because she had to run her mama out the house. Come on, somebody. It's in Texas, if you didn't read it. This girl had been so much terribleness, and she wasn't, I'm pretty much sure, she wasn't like that at one time or another, but because of that old evil devil, because of that old wickedness in her, it's making her act a little different from when she used to act. And the Bible said that this woman, certain woman, had heard of him. And not only did she hear about him, but look what she did. Look what 25. It said, and she came and what? Fell down at his feet. That lets me know that this woman didn't care what nobody said about her. I'm pretty much sure, you know how people are always talking and gossiping and whispering to one another. I'm pretty much sure the crowd is over 5,000 people. You hear what I'm saying? Because everywhere Jesus went, now the popularity, that's why I say, if you back it up and say, he didn't want nobody to know he was there. But because of the popularity of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, now he even got popular. And he's doing his dad's work. And now he's not worried about what people say, but he's trying not to be, you know, quote unquote, seen like so many other people want to be seen, want to be, you know, the pat on the back. Well, Jesus was not like that. No, he was not like that. If you go to St. John 6 and 15, when they came to try to make him a king, after he had fed the multitude with them two little fish and that little boy, what that little boy, that he called a last lunch, they came and tried to take him by force to make him a king, and he got out the way. So that lets us know that Jesus was not trying to be seen here in Mark Gospel chapter 7 and 24, because he tried to be secret, but because of the popularity, I said again, he could not be healed. Why not? Because when God have done something for you, when the Lord have touched you, when the Lord have brought you off of alcohol, when the Lord have brought you off crack cocaine, when the Lord have brought you from here to there, you can't hold. I don't know about you, but I can't hold my peace. I hear people say, well, I can't. Now, you don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know when that boy came into my house that day, 30 years ago, and pointed the gun at me and said, where's my money? Didn't know all about it. Pulled the trigger 6 times, and now I'm going to get. You don't know what he's done. You don't know. But God was working it out for my good. I don't know about you, but while you're in this house of worship, every one of us needs to think about how God has brought us men through many. And he's still bringing us. God's good, ain't he? All the time. God is good. When we was running for the devil, we didn't worry about getting fat. We didn't worry about the things we worry about now. We worry about so much things when we serve in the Lord. We weren't worried about that kind of stuff. We was on the dance floor all night from 11 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on, somebody now. Don't look at me crazy. That old gin and juice was pretty good, wasn't it? Sipping on gin and juice.
I call that real.
Yeah. Oh, gin and juice were pretty good. I had a cup where they put it that measure every time. Put it that much, that's just good enough. And a little orange juice on top with ice.
Yes. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, sipping on gin and juice was good, wasn't it? I'm still sipping on it, but I'm sipping on the word. Ain't that good? Ain't God good? Look what happened. Look what happened. I ain't gonna hold you long. Look what happened. It says, now you know now, and I'm on the radio. This is an Afro-American woman. Uh-huh. Yes, she wasn't no Jew. Because Jesus, Pastor Clark, had just told the 12, he said, I'm sending you out 2 by 2. And I want you to go not unto the lost sheep, but of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, or the Jews. Jesus had just got through telling them that a few days ago, and he said, I want you to salute whatever house you go to, but if a house do not receive you, shake the dust off your foot. Carry no purse, carry no scrip, I'm going to take care of you. And the Lord is doing that now. He's taking care of his own people. Come here, coronavirus, you going on with your devil self. But I know a man better than coronavirus. I know a man that can make coronavirus look like a fool. Call the Holy Ghost. The corona can't stand up to no Holy Ghost. Can't never stand up to that. He's crazy. Amen. Ask Pastor Paul. When that snake bit him, jumped on Paul shook him off in the fire. They say that's a guard and escaped from the sea. No, it wasn't. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you feel with the Holy Ghost, you don't feel nothing that the devil throw at you. You will say, this will pass away. This too. Shall back to the text. That's how hold it on. She says, the woman was a Greek. A Syrophoenician. Now, don't forget, let me back to that. If you go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15 and 22, it starts off, but it gives a little bit more depth of the scripture than what Mark gives. Because the Bible says, when she came to Jesus in 15 chapter Mark, Matthew, the Matthew writes a little different. She came to him, but check this out. The disciple, it didn't say Peter, it said one of the disciples. We just say Peter, I don't know. I'm pretty much sure it was him because he was big mouth anyway. He said, send her away. Now watch, I'm doing a teaching now. Watch it. Pastor, he said, now, here's what I'm going to tell myself. In St. John chapter 21, come here, don't forget Jesus, don't forget nothing. They were sitting down there and they hadn't caught no fish. And Jesus stood on the shore and said, you boys caught any fish? And they said, we ain't. He said, well, throw your net over to the right side. They forgot that the fish was made by Jesus in it. So Jesus finna talk to Peter. Come on. Jesus said, do you love me, Peter? Feed my sheep. Then he said, Pastor, do you love my people? Feed my lamb. And Peter got disturbed. But what Jesus was trying to show him, because it went over in the book of Acts, that you is prejudice against the Jews. We prejudice too sometimes. And God let Peter run on. Peter was full with the Holy Ghost. Yes, he was. But he still had sin in his body. Because he did not like the Gentiles because he told her, send her away. And Jesus did not forget that and telling him, look, on the day of Pentecost, you're going to preach my word, but you got something in you. I got to get out of you, Peter. And that's because you don't like the Gentiles. And they part of me too. I come not to save the Jew. I come to save the whole world. Ain't God good? Here, back to the text, says that she was a Syrophoenician by nation. That's the way Mark prescribes. And then it says, and she besought him. That means she began to plead with him. Please, Lord, come and see about my child. My child is in a terrible fix now. She used to go to South Alexandria Elementary School. She used to bring home A's and B's, but now my child is look like hell and hot water. Now come and see about my child. Yes,
sir. All right, brother.
Jesus was already stranded because if you look back a few days ago, he just got through dealing with this old man that was this young boy that was in a graveyard. And Jairus was putting on him. Then he was messing with the woman with the issue of blood. Don't look, it's in your Bible. Then he just got through hearing some bad news that his first cousin had just got his head cut off. And now here it is, this woman. Could be like that? I can see us. All this hair, we'd cut. If we went through what Jesus went through, we'd say, man, I ain't got time to fool with you. You don't work that. You saw it, go,
man. You're right,
man.
We wouldn't say that. I know I'll say it too. If I lost my first cousin, with his head get cut off,
I just have to deal with Mary, the one with the issue of blood. I just have to deal with J.R. When I went to the house, they up there making fun of me. And now here is another woman coming up to me, talking about sometimes she needs some help. Man, get on out of the way. But Jesus is not like that. I don't care what you going through this morning. He is waiting on you with an attendant care ear. He might not answer you right now. He might not tell you nothing right now. He might not tell you nothing next month. But he do listen at what his time is. And when he gets time, he'll step in.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a scripture written in Psalms 30 and 5, the last part of the sentence say, weeping endureth for a night. But joy coming. I tell my wife, Dr. Clark, every night, I say, Lord, this day gone. I'm getting closer to meet you. Because I fear God. And that's the first commandment, you got to fear God. Did not Jesus say, don't fear a man that just can destroy the body, putting God in members, but fear him whom can destroy also body and the soul. God can do that. But I talk to him every night, the kids don't know it, and I look at him, and I say, Pastor Clark, I'm getting shorter because I got to meet you one day. And I remember 30 years ago when you put your word in me, when they used to call me the voodoo man, and they used to laugh at me and call me a nerve, and they used to say he sell drugs now and going on trying to act like he pretending to be a Christian. And I remember all of that things, and I can remember Pastor Clark when God said, I want you to preach my word. They're going to talk about you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to ridicule you. But the quotation mark said, but I'm going to be with you. And he has been with me all, every day. Ain't God good? The Bible says, as this woman began to keep on talking to Jesus, and he was in somebody's house, I don't know who it was, if you look in the scripture, but he didn't want nobody to know what he was. And on this Mother's Day, I can remember that when Mama would be on her knees, I'd be Pastor Clark that came from school, and came from Baton Rouge, I'd be looking at her, didn't know what she doing down on her knees like that. She'd be with tears in her eyes saying, Lord, Lord, have mercy on Black David Jean. You see, my family is not the color of me. But I remember Pastor Clark when Mama told me a long time ago, she said, when you begin to come into my womb and you begin to go to planet Earth, you was different from my other three boys and one girl. You was different because when I was at work one day around 12 noon, the Bible, she said, the Bible began to come in her and she began to know that her water had broke with Eugene Stevens. She didn't have no car to get in. She didn't have no money to catch the city bus. She said she stood out walking and told the old white lady that I'm got to go to the hospital. Miss Benedict said, you want me to take you? But you gotta wait a while. She said, that's okay. I'm talking to my man right now. And she began to tell Jesus, Dr. Jesus, to hold this child in her womb. But I heard she said it got dark, Pastor Clark, that day. Friday the 13th, 1963. She said it got so dark that it looked like a hurricane was coming to Alexandria. But she kept on talking to Jesus, telling Jesus, Lord, save my child. I remember those days when Mama told me, how did I come to planet Earth? Did not know that I was going to be one of his top eight servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. She said she started walking down Bush Avenue. She turned off Bush Avenue to Vance Avenue. She turned off Vance Avenue to B Street. She turned and went up B Street by Frank Valala's store. I can remember that just And she said, by that time, you started coming out a little more. But the Lord had his hand on my mother. And God,
ain't God all right?
Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? She said, the bridge she went over, I don't know if y'all know about it. It was the Murray Street Bridge. And it had holes in it. But she was trying to step over each hole, get to European Hospital. But she kept on talking to Jesus, just not knowing that the Lord was holding me in his hands. Ain't God all right?
Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I can remember. I say I can remember. She told me, she said, son, when I had you, it was something different about when you came to planet Earth. She said, every one of my children that I had, they didn't give me no problems. But when you came to planet Earth, that means I thought about it. I thought about how God was holding me in the palm of his hand. And God, all night.
Oh, I don't need no microphone. Ain't God all right? But I remember, I said, I remember. She said it got so dark when she got to Europe long, it started thundering and lightning. But the Lord was letting me know, get out the way, devil, because that's going to be one of my servants of the Most High God. He going to serve me, and he going to preach my word. Ain't God all right?
Ain't God all right? Yeah. I said, ain't God all right?
Yes.
Don't fool me now. Yeah. I said, don't fool me now. Ain't God all right?
Yes.
Don't fool me now.
Yes.
I said, ain't God all right?
Yes.
Don't fool me now. Yes. And I went to ask Mama a question one day. She told me, you know, more folks, when they tell you something one time, they ain't gonna tell you no more. I began to say, Mama, I was high one day, and I wanted to make them make me laugh, because the old folks always had some sayings that'll make me laugh. I was full of that good weed out of Baton Rouge on Southern campus, but I remember when I asked her that, she turned around and said, don't ask me that no more. I told you one time, and I ain't gonna tell you no more. I'm trying to tell you what the old folks believe in. They believe in what they say. They believed in what they meant, and they believed in God. They heard him say, I heard grandma say, I know that the Lord is real. He's real in my soul. My soul has got to move in your life. Thank God, all right. I know he's all right. He saved me, and he saved you. He saved you from a pit called burning hell. For to preach the word of God, because I know that my day is coming. He's gonna pull me from this earth to glory. And I tell my wife, you're gonna see a homeborn. He already showed me how much and who will be at the homeborn. When you're close to God, when you're close to God, he'll show you things, and he'll tell you, don't tell nobody. But I tell my wife, she don't understand. He said, Eugene, she don't understand. But I heard and I seen that all my homeborn, many gonna come from far and near. Why you gonna be? Because all those people, I have touched their lives. I have touched them with love in their heart. And God,
that the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
Services are as follows. Sunday school at
9:30. New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boise, Louisiana. Service time, second and fourth Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship, and 9:30 a.m. Sunday. God bless you.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ.